Here's today's In Touch devotion.
Today's scripture reading is Luke chapter 1, verses 68 through 75. Blessed be the Lord God of Israel, for he has visited us and accomplished redemption for his people, and has raised up a horn of salvation for us in the house of David his servant, as he spoke by the mouth of his holy prophets from of old, salvation from our enemies and from the hand of all who hate us, to show mercy toward our fathers, and to remember his holy covenant, the oath which he swore to Abraham our father, to grant us that we, being rescued from the hand of our enemies, might serve him without fear, in holiness and righteousness before him all our days.
The scriptures distinguish between two kinds of fear, healthy and unhealthy. The healthy kind is beneficial. One example is the wise caution that keeps us from touching a hot stove. Another is the proper fear of God, which includes a sense of awe because of who the Lord is. It also involves a lifestyle of respectful obedience that honors Him. Unhealthy fear, on the other hand, causes us to feel tense, uncomfortable, or threatened. Even when there's no longer any basis for apprehension, it may continue to thwart us. The imagination can generate this type of fear by getting us caught up in what-if thinking. Habitual worries like, what if something goes wrong, or what if the outcome I want doesn't happen, can block the Christian's enjoyment of a relationship with God. His purposes, such as learning new skills, changing jobs, or trying a different way of ministering to others, often require that those of us who are believers move beyond what feels most comfortable. Challenges of this sort present the opportunity to trust the Lord and obey Him. Remember that unhealthy fear isn't from God. See 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 7. So let the Holy Spirit guide you from a place of disquiet into the freedom that is ours in Christ. There, you'll discover the ability to follow His plan without being hindered by undue alarm.